Hello, and welcome to the Tavern Chat Podcast. I am your host, Eric Tenkoy, a bartender in the OSR. You may be prior to Tenkoy's Tavern blog, and if I sound a bit winded, I was just in Tavern Chat for the last 2 hours and 15 minutes. Good chat. Yes, we did get distracted by current events. It happens. We are, after all, human and gamers. So, excuse me. Hey, another day amidst COVID-19. So I'm actually gonna. This is actually gonna be another news. You know what it is? It's an update from Paizo. Now I know I don't play Pathfinder or Pathfinder 2, but Paizo is a major company in gaming, and a lot of times what they do follows the rest of us. It's updates from today, Thursday, March 26th. Paizo update on COVID-19 from Lisa, oh, part 2. Oh, God, Rich?
Yeah.
I just wanted to update you with new information about how the COVID-19 pandemic is affecting Paizo and what it means to you. As you know, the situation is changing rapidly, and the team here at Paizo is having to take in new government rules, regulations, and health department guidance on almost a daily basis. On Monday, March 23rd, Washington State Governor Jay Inslee issued a stay-at-home order for non-essential businesses. Most of Paizo has been working from home for a while now, but our warehouse team had been continuing to ship orders to distributors and Paizo.com customers. Paizo will now be closing our warehouse for 2 weeks, starting on the evening of Wednesday, March 25th, and put those workers on a paid furlough during that time. Well, that's cool. At least they're going to be paid. The team is working hard to finish March subscription shipments before the shutdown. After 2 weeks, we plan to resume warehouse shipments, unless the situation dictates that we do otherwise. Our customer service team will continue to work from home answering your questions. They have a thread on our forums to keep customers updated with their progress on customer requests. We can still fulfill PDF sales and we'll be launching a PDF sale later this week. Buying PDFs is a great way to help Paizo get through these troubling times, as well as getting great gaming products at great prices. Watch for an email announcing the sale in your inbox later this week. I must also announce that we have made the decision to cancel PaizoCon 2020. But we and our partners at the DoubleTree Hotel believe this is in the best course of action for the safety of our staff and attendees. This is particularly sad for us because we at Paizo really enjoy having a chance to hang out with all of you and play games for a weekend. There will be a number of options for dealing with this, with your badge and banquet ticket purchases, including rolling it forward to next year. There's a nice gift waiting for you at Paizo 2021. Damn, the cat went right in front of me. Come on. Ashley, go to your bed. You have your own bedding up here. Go to it. Come on. Thank you, cat. Where was I? Oh, and a nice gift waiting for you at Paizo 2021 to thank you for sticking with us through these times. If you have purchased the badge, look for an email explaining your options soon. Our customer service team would greatly appreciate it. Okay, sorry. Would greatly appreciate if you could wait to contact them about PaizoCon badge options until after you've sent out the email to badge holders. The staff has been hard at work from home. The Pathfinder Advanced Player's Guide and Starfinder Starship Operations Manual have both been sent to the printer to be delivered in time for Gen Con. By the way, and it's assuming there is Gen Con. That's just me. And other products are going to the printer each week. There's a light at the end of this tunnel, and we want to make sure that there's new role-playing game products for you to enjoy when we get through it. Once again, thank you so much for your kind words and support and your continued patronage of our products. Together we can get through these difficult times. We look forward to seeing many of you at the gaming table soon. Lisa Stevens, CEO, Paizo. So, yes, COVID-19. Killing cons as it kills people. The hospital was in 2 weeks ago. Yesterday, 13 deaths in 24 hours. Fucking insane. Folks, I'm going to remind you. Maintain that social distance. If you can avoid going out in public, avoid it. I went out in the backyard today. Got a little fresh air. Still can't walk up steps for fucking shit. But neither here nor there. I am not interacting with people outside my family. Nobody in this house is going out the last week and a half or so. And I suspect we're not going to be going out in front for a good long time. It is what it is. Wash your fucking hands almost constantly. 20 seconds a pop. Remember, temperature of the water matters less than the fact that you're using soap. Soap will pull the viruses to the soap and off your hands. Don't touch your face. I'm going to also throw in, like, I'm sure lots of negative dose of vitamin fucking C, right? Well, if you have too much, you piss it out anyway. It's just a bizarre time. It's a bizarre time to live in. I'd rather be living it than not living it. And I hope you agree on that. I've said before and I'll say it again. If you need somebody to talk to, somebody to vent to, somebody that will listen, you can leave a message. If you don't want it aired, just say so. The Google Voice is 347-509-5168. That is 347-509-5168, or you can leave it via the Anchor app or the Anchor webpage, or email tankcards.tavern@gmail.com. None of us are in the alone, right? It's a community. It's a family. Don't forget that. All right? As always, be safe, be well. God bless each and every one of you. Stay healthy. And I will talk with you all, God willing, tomorrow. Later, folks.